This is 89.1 KMUW. Up next in our coverage of Bike Month, we'll focus on the Prairie Sunset Trail. The local bike advocacy group Prairie Travelers recently got a grant to expand an 8-mile section of abandoned railroad corridor into a mixed-use bike and walking lane. The Travelers are getting help from a group of AmeriCorps volunteers based in Denver, Colorado. Here we will hear from John Moore with the Prairie Travelers, Cecilia Montes de Oca, the leader of the AmeriCorps team, and then from the volunteers themselves.
Hi, I'm John Moore, and been doing this trail since 2002 when my wife finally got the deed over Garden Plain, and so we're just going to help them move forward. I'm the guy that does stuff. My wife would come home and say, well, we're going to have to pour concrete on a bridge, or we're going to build a handrail, or we're going to clear trees, or whatever. So that's basically what I do. Well, it's an abandoned railroad, and the part we have runs from Garden Plain clear into Hoover, which is almost against a big ditch. And we're going to make this a crushed limestone surface. It'll be suitable for walking, hiking, running, biking, and no motor vehicles. We leave a lot of the habitat so there's wildlife to see, and yesterday saw a fox and 6 turkeys, and so that's our goal, is a place for people to get out. Even though they live in the city, they can step on that trail and feel like they're in the country, and it just releases stress. It's a stress reliever.
So my name's Cecilia Montes de Oca. For Sun 2, who I've had most of my team since November, we've been to Houston, Texas, Little Rock, Arkansas, St. Louis, Missouri, and now we're here in Wichita for our last project of our contract. We are here in Wichita working with Prairie Travelers and RD for about 13 weeks on a trail maintenance project. John sets us up on the work site almost every morning, and then with that, other volunteers from the Prairie Travelers community come out to work alongside us, which is really nice. They have extensive experience already of what they want the trail to look like. They also are really good at introducing us to different things in the community. Just last weekend, we went to the Eagle Valley Raptor Center out past Goddard, and we had an extensive tour where members got to work with hawks and hold baby owls and things like that, which is another part of why we want to be involved in the community when we deploy for these projects. We don't just want to go there to do the work and come home, do the work and come home. We want to learn about why we're there, and being able to network with those volunteers on the trail helps us realize that, wow, these are the people who are going to use our trails. These are the people who come out to visit us, and they're already out riding their bikes. It really means a lot. I mean, we've had volunteers bring over birthday cakes just because they heard it was someone's birthday. For the most part, we haven't been to Wichita before. I think with anywhere we go, we kind of make a bucket list of the different things that we want to do and things that we want to see. So we kind of work through that during our time here. I would say a big positive about our time so far is our housing is just in a great location. It's really accessible to get to other places. We've had bikes donated to us between the volunteers at Prairie Travelers and Bike Walk Wichita. So essentially every member of our team has their own bike and helmet. That makes it so much easier to get around, so we're not coordinating the vans. And just like John was saying, like, it's that stress relief where I could just easily access a bike trail and ride all the way into downtown, which does a lot. It helps us explore on our own time and kind of learn for ourselves the community that we're in.
And the volunteers all squeezed into a KMUW studio to say hello as well.
I'm Heather Doyle from Tampa, Florida.
Dylan Scholes, Langley, Washington.
I'm Eric Douglas from Santa Rosa, California.
I'm Alex. I'm from Visalia, California.
Kyle Lakin from State College, Pennsylvania.
My name is Terrence Dewberry. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
I'm Claire Morozik from Seattle, Washington.
I'm Jordan Taylor, and I'm from Jacksonville, Florida.
So I'll say 1, 2, 3, and then we'll say getting things done. Like you mean it. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Getting things done.
Just yelling.
You can see photos of these volunteers working on the Prairie Sunset Trail and learn more about biking in Wichita at KMUW.org.